And we're also talking today with Leon Panetta, who is chief of staff to President Clinton. If you miss it on the radio, you can listen at hereandnow.org.
Well, before the announcement yesterday on legal immigration, the president's crackdown on illegal immigration was affecting not just those who have committed crimes, but anyone in the country illegally. The administration says it's intent on enforcing the law and making the country safe, and that's led to more than 100,000 arrests so far this year, according to the federal government. That includes hundreds of people in upstate New York, where the crackdown is forcing many migrants into hiding. Zach Hirsch from Here Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports.
An SUV rolls up a gravel driveway and a man hops out from the back seat. We're in upstate New York in Washington County, a place with a lot of dairies and rolling hills. The man wears a baseball cap, a t-shirt, and jeans. He's from Mexico, here illegally, and these days he avoids going anywhere he doesn't have to.
Well, the safe place for me is home. When I get home, I don't think about it like to go anywhere else, because as soon as I get home, I'm stuck here.
He didn't want to be identified, not even with a first name or with the work he does. He says he came here 17 years ago to make a better life for himself.
In Mexico, it's tough, you know. Like, there's not really too many jobs in the United States. Like, you want to work, you have a job.
He did find a job right away, and now he owns his home with his wife, who's a U.S. citizen. He tried to get a temporary work visa, but was denied. During the interview process, his family says he admitted he had entered the country illegally. He's always had to lay low, but he says he feels more anxious with President Trump in the White House, in part because in June, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, arrested 27 undocumented people right nearby in Saratoga Springs.
That's another place I have to stay away from.
ICE spokesman Khalid Walls said Mexican and Guatemalan men were arrested on a range of violations. There's no indication that any were accused of violent crimes or posed an immediate threat to public safety. And that's what's new here. Federal officials say anyone found in violation of immigration laws can be arrested and deported. ICE Director Thomas Homan was very clear recently at the White House.
Because there has been this notion that if you get by the Border Patrol, you get in the United States, you have a U.S. citizen kid, no one's looking for you. But those days are over.
Finding people in this part of upstate New York whose lives have been affected by this policy change is hard because they're scared. They live more underground than ever. I found a local activist who introduced me to a dairy veterinarian who helped me find a farm. Here, the undocumented workers are nervous but willing to talk.
Pero tenemos temor porque que si salimos.
One Guatemalan worker says, we're afraid because if we go out, well, you can't, he says. While we're out, they could catch us and deport us. His wife also works and lives here without legal papers. She says when people do go off the farm to buy food, she prays to God. Into your hands I commit my spirit because I am not a criminal, she says. For me, this is a very sacred country, and I'm grateful that God allows me to be here. Later on, I meet Susan Sanchez in Hudson Falls. She's a Spanish teacher who also gives English lessons to families in the U.S. illegally. She says some of the people who were arrested are her friends.
It was extremely devastating, you know, on many different levels. It scared their children. They don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, so it kind of prohibits them from doing a lot on a daily basis.
While Sanchez and the families she works with are fearful and angry, some people support the government's tougher approach. Brian Getty is a sixth-generation dairy farmer in the town of Hebron in Washington County. Getty says he has a lot of respect for immigrants' work ethic, and he doesn't want to tear families apart. But he thinks the nation's border laws should be respected.
We have to decide as a country, is illegal illegal, or are we going to decide what is illegal and let there be gray areas?
But the truth is, the U.S. has used undocumented workers for decades, and trying to get rid of these gray areas is changing the way life works for people, not only on dairies and in restaurants.
They've stopped coming to church, that they are afraid to come out.
That's Father Tom Babiuch. He's the pastor at St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in the town of Fort Edward, where he says 12 undocumented families used to come to worship.
They are afraid to go outside and live a normal life because their children are afraid that, you know, when they go out, you know, their parents will be taken away from them or arrested and separated from them.
Babiuch is an immigrant himself. He was born in Poland, and he's now a U.S. citizen. He wishes his parishioners could come out of the shadows and get legal status, but it's not so easy for them, he says, especially now. For Here and Now, I'm Zach Hirsch.